This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. That is people in Iran chanting pro-opposition slogans, fighting against the government. More turmoil news out of Iran. Over the weekend, one of the Islamic Republic's founding leaders passed away in his sleep. The revered Ayatollah was a very fierce critic of the nation's government. And the country's opposition yesterday took to the streets in mourning. Joining us now is Robert Wirth, the New York Times Beirut bureau chief. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
What makes this Ayatollah such an important figure that his death sparks street riots?
Well, he's the most senior cleric in Iran. So when he makes criticisms of the regime, they have a kind of legitimacy that other people lack. He came out very, very strongly, and especially in the past few months since the election. And he said, the Islamic Republic is neither Islamic nor a republic. He basically said that Khamenei, the supreme leader, lost his legitimacy. He said all kinds of things that have been said by other people, and other people get thrown in jail for it, but the regime can't. So the Iranian government cannot throw Montazeri in jail just because of his status.
Well, there was such strong feeling for him that there would have been public mourning in any case, but I assume that combined with the current state of affairs in Iran, that's what has turned this into a violent protest.
Yeah, absolutely. The opposition is looking for any excuses to come out into the streets and show their strength and protest. They've done that repeatedly in the past two or three months for national holidays and things like that. So this was obviously going to bring people out. There were some attempts yesterday to sort of limit that. And it's hard to tell exactly right now because the internet has been very, very slow. That often happens with big events like this. And it seems like the government tries to limit access. But there seemed to be a huge turnout of people, including a lot of people waving green banners, which is the color of the opposition, particularly of Mir Hossein Mousavi, who was there apparently, according to the Iranian one of the news agencies. Mousavi attended the funeral.
Mousavi was the opposition candidate who lost to Ahmadinejad over the summer. This isn't the only crisis facing the government in Iran right now, though. On Saturday, some military prosecutors came out with allegations that prison guards had actually tortured to death at least three, possibly more, student protesters back in July. And this obviously is causing uproar as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been less visible uproar over that. I think on its face, it's a vindication for what some of the opposition leaders have been saying. You know, they've long said that a lot of people were killed in these protests, and in particular, people were beaten to death in prison, which became a really contentious issue because people were there were allegations that people were tortured. There were even allegations people were raped in prison, which is an especially sensitive thing.
And top leaders had been denying that.
That's right. That's right. The police, the prosecutors, they had acknowledged that some torture took place, and even Ayatollah Khamenei had come out and had personally ordered the closing of a really notorious detention center. So the government had made clear that they knew that torture had gone on, but they had not admitted that people actually died from that torture. So when this military court came out on Saturday and said this did happen, at least three people were beaten to death, that was an important marker. However, I think that you don't see a lot of a sense of visible vindication or excitement about that in the opposition. Because
Robert Wirth is the New York Times Beirut bureau chief. Thanks so much. Reportedly, hundreds of thousands of people on the streets in Iran.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.